Just as Broadway was getting back on its feet following an 18-month closure because of the pandemic, the Omicron wave hit, forcing some shows to either take a hiatus or shut down for good. There are currently just 19 shows in Broadway's 41 theaters, but in true New York fashion, Broadway is rising once again. Here to talk about it is writer and actor Cameron Ross. He's also co-founder of the Broadway Advocacy Coalition. Cameron, it's great to have you on the show. Thanks for being here. Look at some sobering statistics here. Last month, just 62% of the seats on Broadway were filled. Are audiences starting to come back?
I believe so. The spirit of Broadway will live on, you know, beyond the pandemic. But I think it's important to say that, you know, something about having people in the theater and watching live theater is bringing a joy during this troubling time. So I think, you know, the spirit of Broadway will continue, and I think it is finding a bit of an uprise. But, you know, right now, a lot of shows have either been closing or, you know, really been celebrating the idea of still being open.
You know, the Music Man was this highly anticipated musical starring Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster. It opened recently, but both leads had to step away because they got COVID and their understudies had to jump in. How are producers keeping these shows running?
You know what I would say? I think basically the understudies and the swings are really the heart of these Broadway shows. You know, these are actors who are asked to multitask so many different things. And I think they're the heartbeat that's keeping Broadway alive at this moment. So I think, you know, producers are really leaning on the talents of those swings and understudies.
So I want to pivot for a minute and talk about the work that you're doing at the nonprofit you co-founded, which is the Broadway Advocacy Coalition. Tell us about what you're doing there.
Yeah, well, the Broadway Advocacy Coalition was founded in 2016 by a group of Broadway, either performers or producers. And it was basically, you know, created to unite artists and community leaders to use their stories and their arts for a platform for change. So we also, you know, throughout the programs that we have within the organization, we've also created things like Theater of Change, which is a course in partnership with Columbia University for artists to use their arts and their artistry for social change. We've also created programs like the Artivism Fellowship, which is created to support artist activists using their tools to reimagine, you know, justice through abolition. And something that was really important that happened within the wake of 2020, within the pandemic and what we also like to call the revolution, we were able to do an event called the Broadway for Black Lives Matter event. But out of that event came the Accountability Pledge, which members of the community signed publicly, like a public pledge, holding themselves accountable in making Broadway an anti-racist and equitable community.
So, I mean, obviously the work you're doing there is great work, but you're working towards a more diverse, you know, entertainment community. And I want to ask you about a show you recently wrote for and was also an actor in, and that is Netflix's Gentified. It was sort of followed the story of three Mexican cousins and sort of their mm-hmm. struggle for the American dream, a drama comedy. Great show, critically acclaimed, had two seasons, then it was canceled. You know, what happened there? Yeah. And do we need to hear more of these Latinx stories?
Absolutely. You know, one thing about Gentified that we all knew when we were writing on the show and acting on the show, we knew that it was really, really special. And we knew it was something that was going to be a show that would live on beyond its time being on the air. Like you said, it was a story about, you know, watching this Latinx family embark on achieving what they felt was the American dream. And I know that while we were working on it, we were, you know, during that time, it was really important for us as writers to really depict a story or to shed light on a conversation that really isn't being had on television and film within the Latinx community. So I think it is one of those staples in television that will be referred back to and will be a reference point when it comes to storytelling within the Latinx community. And it's something that I think all of us are incredibly proud of. And I think the community feels visibility there too.
Now, you are currently working on writing that highly anticipated Amazon series with the New York Times bestseller Jenny Han, based on her series of books called The Summer I Turned Pretty. What's it been like working on that project, especially during this time, during the pandemic, and when can we expect it to hit?
Yeah, it's been an incredible joy. I mean, Jenny Han is an incredible writer, and she has such a great, loyal fan base to the books. But I think it's going to be really exciting for some of those fans to see some of their characters come alive on television. And what's been fun about it, I mean, it's always been it's been a joy to kind of tell a story of like a coming of age story, especially, you know, highlighting, you know, within the Asian community, but just like something that is a bit joyous during this troubling time for so many of us, and really having a good time figuring out how to, you know, bring these characters to life from the book. It's been incredibly exciting.
Well, we are definitely looking forward to it. Glad to see you're keeping busy. Cameron Ross, co-founder of Broadway Advocacy Coalition. Thanks so much.